Today on Gardening in a Minute, salt-tolerant landscapes. Florida is a coastal state, and many landscapes suffer from salt spray, saltwater intrusion in groundwater, and the application of salty reclaimed water. But you can have a beautiful landscape even in saline conditions. Plants that are native to the coast are certainly salt-tolerant, but don't limit yourself to just these. Many types of St. Augustine and zoysia grass will tolerate some salt spray, making them an option for coastal home lawns. Salt-tolerant species of plants include vines like bougainvillea, spreading perennials such as sea oats, and shrubs like natal plum. Good ground covers include dune sunflower and Confederate jasmine. Plumeria is a salt-tolerant flowering tree that grows well in South Florida, and coastal live oaks thrive throughout most of the state. For more information about salt-tolerant landscapes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, improving your lawn's drought tolerance. Drought tolerance is a measure of how well your grass will survive dry spells. A healthy and drought-tolerant lawn has a deep and extensive root system, so it's important to train your lawn to grow deep roots. Don't let your sprinkler or irrigation system apply small amounts of water frequently, as this will encourage shallow roots. Instead, irrigate your lawn less often, but for longer durations. Water your lawn only when it shows signs that it needs it. Signs of wilt include folded leaf blades, a blue-gray color, and footprints that remain in the grass. Always be sure to follow any local irrigation restrictions. Mowing your lawn at the highest recommended height for your grass will also help encourage deeper roots. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, how to calculate fertilizer for your lawn. Applying too much fertilizer can harm your lawn and the environment. So how do you calculate the right amount to apply? First, you need to know how many square feet your lawn covers. Measure it yourself or take a look at your property survey. Next, what type of grass do you have and where do you live in the state? Different grasses have different fertility needs depending on where they're growing. Finally, what type of fertilizer do you plan to use? Look for the three numbers on the bag and write down how much of the nitrogen is in slow-release form. Once you're armed with this information, contact the folks at your county extension office. They can help you calculate how much fertilizer to apply and tell you when you should apply it. For more information about fertilizer and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, love bugs. The slow-moving love bug is a familiar spring and fall sight to most people in the South. These small black and red insects swarm roads and coat cars, usually attached to a mate. Love bugs migrated from Central America within the last century. They're attracted to exhaust fumes, so they hover over roads and get splattered on your car's windshield and grill during May and September. Love bugs like hot temperatures and are only active during the day. The acid in love bugs' bodies can harm your car's paint, so wash them off as soon as possible to prevent damage to the finish. A hood air deflector or screen may be of help. Unfortunately, there's no way to get rid of love bugs, so don't let them ruin your day. For more information about love bugs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting a community garden. Starting a community garden can take a lot of work, but it's also quite rewarding. Start by finding like-minded souls who can share the work in helping to bring your vision to life. Next, set the planning committee to work finding a good site. You need to secure a location that gets at least 6 hours of sun and has easy access to water. Ask local organizations if you can use a portion of their land. Parks, schools, churches, and even utility easements can offer great long-term sites. Once you receive permission from the landowner, ask your county extension office for help in getting your soil tested and knowing what to plant when. Starting a new community garden can take many months, but the first harvest will make all the hard work seem worth it. For more information about community gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.